Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience. Now, excuse me, Cutie.
Cutie? Who do you think you're talking to?
Her.
Better be.
Well, as long as you're here.
I ain't here.
Oh, what's the matter? Did we get up on the wrong side of the web this morning?
I hate it when they call me cutie.
Well, I do know how you feel. Earlier tonight, a customer had the effrontery to refer to me as honey.
But that makes sense. Honey is bee bark.
Does that snort mean we were amused?
No, no, definitely not. That was a snort of disapproval.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Was like Norman?
That's the man who's got one. Here's mine now.
About that, Norm.
Yeah, Sammy raised the price of the draft.
Hey, I was gonna tell him, Cliff.
Yeah, but you would have found some way to cushion the blow, Sammy.
Sure, Sam. Why not? It's get Norm year. Join the fun.
Hey, come on. It's only a quarter.
Only a quarter. It's easy for you to say. Maybe this will change
Sam,
the tune.
Watch, he's going for his gun.
It's my calculator, Coach. I'm going to have to figure out how much I can drink and still stay within my suds allowance.
What do you got?
I'm going to have to cut back 8.7%. Comes out to one beer every half hour. Guess I'm going to have to drink a little more slowly. Slowing down isn't so bad.
Sam, I gotta tell you, you got one of the cutest cocktail waitresses I've ever seen.
Oh, stop. I'm blushing.
I meant you.
So what?
I'm sorry.
You sure are.
Romance is in the air, Sam.
Oh, well, I guess I'm a little busy here, but I suppose.
Oh, Sam!
If you could see past your cod piece, you'd notice that I was referring to that gentleman right over there.
Hank?
Yes, he's been watching Carla all week. Haven't you seen how he gives her those moony-eyed looks? It's almost embarrassing. If he were any more overcome with desire, there'd be drool on his chin.
Excuse me. What were you saying?
Well, for whatever reason, he's attracted to Carla. But he doesn't seem to be able to get started. I think I should help him.
No, I think you shouldn't.
We'll compromise. I'll help him.
Yeah, I knew we could work this out.
Excuse me. I'm Diane Chambers.
Hello. Henry Zanzola.
Henry, nice to meet you. Do you mind if I sit down for a second?
No, please.
Henry, I want to put it right on the line. How do you feel about Carla?
You mean the waitress with the foul mouth, nasty disposition, and what looks to be a real mean wallet?
That's the one.
She's the hottest thing walking.
Would you like to get to know her? I think I can arrange it.
You think so? I've been trying to get to her all week. She acts like I'm contagious.
Has she actually made any retching noises?
No.
You're in. Be right back.
What a nice person. Is she always like that?
Yeah. Coach, give me a beer, man.
Well, Norm, you're getting a little bit ahead of your one beer a half hour schedule, aren't you?
No, Cliff, I'm on London time. God save the Queen.
His name is Henry. He's interested in you.
So what?
Well, I think you should go over and talk to him.
Well, I don't.
Why?
Because if he's interested in me, there's something wrong with him.
Carla, I assure you, he's perfectly charming. I think he's kind of attractive, too, don't you?
Yes, cue balls go. He's a looker. Don't ask me why, but for some reason, any guy who I'm interested in or who's interested in me always turns out to have something very seriously wrong with him.
Carla, I can see why you think that, but you have to stop feeling that you're undesirable.
Are you kidding? I'm too desirable. I'm a vermin magnet.
Come on, Carla. This guy's not like that. He's attractive, charming, intelligent, well-dressed, and opposites attract, so go for him.
Yeah, Carla, he's always talking there about the socks. Oh, knows your ass personally.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to him.
Oh, goody.
Just long enough to find out what's wrong with this loser.
Yeah, I like a person with an open mind, huh?
Yeah, Hank?
Yeah. How do you do?
Shut up and answer a few questions. First of all, where'd you come from all of a sudden? I never saw you in here before.
I don't really get out that much.
He's married.
No, Carla. I'm single.
You ever been married?
No.
Gay is a goose.
No. Carla.
What?
I like women. Some women very much.
Hook or bait?
Carla. I don't mind being put through my paces. In fact, I'm always one to enjoy a good game. I hope this one gets better.
Yeah, this proves nothing.
He is great, and it's killing you.
I admit he is tough, but I'll crack him. Come on, we're going for a cup of coffee on you.
Fine.
Sam, I'm taking a break.
Fine.
You got a criminal record?
No.
Any mental illness in the family?
No.
Artificial body parts?
No.
Hey, open your mouth.
Ah!
Greatest matchmaker in the world.
Yeah.
Come on, say it, Sam.
I'm not going to say it.
Well, come on, Sam. You got to admit, Carl and Hank have been an item ever since they went out to dinner, huh?
I hate to see that.
You think Carl was making a mistake there now?
No. Just had my last beer of the 20th century.
We killed the Oilers 28-3.
Whoa!
And Hank has the greatest season seats.
Yeah, spitting distance from the visitor's bench.
Listen, Hank, thanks a lot. I had a great time.
Yeah. Had a great time too, Carla. You want to meet later for a late supper?
I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you before. We're through. Beat it.
Carla, what did you find wrong with him?
Nothing.
Well, then why
Look,
are you...
Look, I do not want to talk about it. I want to be left alone. Sam, what do you need from your office?
Nothing.
I'll go see if you have any.
What happened?
I don't know. We were getting along so great.
Hank, sit down. Coach, pour him a beer. Right. I'm going to go see if Carla needs help finding that nothing.
Hey, Hank. You know, when I'm really kind of depressed, I usually like to buy a beer for a friend who's a little, behind on his beer budget.
Well, I'm not really feeling all that depressed.
You're not? I mean, you fall really hard for this girl, you think you got her where you want her, then all of a sudden, bang, she cuts you off at the kneecaps in front of a room full of strangers. Thank you. This will help. This is going to help.
I want to be alone, Sam.
It'll only be a second. I got something very important to do in there. I have to fix the, immediately. Just wanted to come in and see if you wanted to talk, that's all.
I don't.
Okay.
Look, Sam, this guy is perfect in every other way. The only thing left is that he must be lousy in bed. Who needs it?
You know, from over here, it seems like you're just afraid to go with it, being vulnerable.
Vulnerable?
Oh, it's just a word I picked up somewhere.
The only thing I'm scared of is that if I go to bed with him, he's going to be so crazed with desire, I'll never get rid of him.
Ah, Carla, that's not what you're afraid of. You're afraid that you're going to fall for this guy.
No, I'm not going to fall for this guy. I've already fallen for this guy.
Uh-huh. And now you're afraid he's going to turn into a jerk, right?
No, smart guy. He's already a jerk.
Why is he a jerk?
Because he's dishonest.
Why is he dishonest?
Because he's hiding the fact that he's a jerk.
Who's jerking who here? Come on, Carla. You know, you always say you're so tough. You talk tough, you act tough. You're not tough. Tough guys take chances. You're a chicken.
Don't ever call me that.
Ah, that's what you are, Carla. You're a chicken.
With you. You have been cruising on your looks for too long, buddy.
I'm not gonna fight with you.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Let's go.
You. Come on. Oh, come on. You're half my size.
Yeah, ow, ow. Come on, that's dirty. Look at it. Ow.
Go. Nobody calls me chicken. I'll show you. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna be so vulnerable. I'm gonna open myself to happiness like a banshee. Hey, Sam, can I have the night off?
Oh,
thanks.
Feel better now? Yeah, I thought so.
Hi.
Hi.
Want to go to my place?
You bet.
We can't. My kids are there.
Oh.
How about your place?
I told you, I'm staying with a friend and my apartment's ready.
Diane, give me the keys to your place.
I will not.
Oh, you're the matchmaker. You want this thing to work out, or you want it to end up with a broken heart and a broken lip?
Enjoy.
Thank you.
And Carla, when you're done, just burn the place.
Come on.
Carla. You've just made me the happiest man on earth.
Just wait.
Sam? Sam? What happened? Are you all right?
No, don't worry, don't worry. She didn't hurt any of the good stuff.
Romance in this bar is kind of an inspiration, you know. You, Diane, Carla, Hank, they're... seeing you all makes me kind of, you know, think that somewhere out there there's somebody for me.
Well, there are those that disagree, I guess.
Sorry, Cliff. Just a picture came to mind of you in the sack. I see your mailbag draped over a chair next to your gabardines.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's as far as I wanted to look.
Wait a minute. I agree with Cliff. Cheers is a romantic bar. I mean, you take even a poor guy like Hank with his terrible problem. He comes in here, he can get a girl.
Coach, what terrible problem?
Well, I'm sorry. I can't talk about it. Hank told me not to.
Coach, this could be kind of important.
Can you give us a hint or something?
A hint? Okay, I got one. Lefty Kramer.
Lefty Kramer, the old third baseman?
Right. Lefty has the same problem that Hank has.
Hank can't hit a breaking pitch?
Oh, yeah, poor Carla, huh?
Yeah, she'll be crushed.
Go on, keep thinking. Think, what problem did Lefty have?
Well, he was ugly as a mud fence. I remember that. He's a bad dresser. He used to spit tobacco juice on him.
Yeah, he was great. Could we forget Lefty? What's wrong with Hank, Coach?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got a coach. Lefty had a heart problem.
That's it. Hank has the same thing. I mean, least bit of excitement. Wham, bam, it's curtains.
Coach, how about sex?
Diane, please. I thought you were Sam's girl.
Coach, I'm talking about Hank.
Hank is seeing Carla. Are you listening to this?
Coach, what she's trying to say is Hank in any danger with Carla tonight?
No, no, not at all. Not at all, unless he gets overexcited about something.
Oh.
Sam, we've got to stop them.
Wait. Hank wouldn't have gone with Carla if he thought it was risky, man.
Oh, come on.
We gotta warn Carla. I mean, my God, I mean, what a shock if the guy would have dropped dead in Carla's own bed.
Oh, God, she's in my apartment.
You're kidding.
Well, it's the last time I let somebody have a great time in my bedroom.
Well, why? Come on.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. Tell her to look over on the next pillow and count the dead people.
Yeah, just ask her if everything's all right.
All right. The line's busy.
Oh, maybe she's calling an ambulance, huh?
Oh, no.
Well, now stop it. We don't have to jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they're having a romantic evening, they take the phone off the hook. They don't want anything to interrupt their intimacies.
How come we never did that?
I might miss an important call.
Sam, will you go over there, please, and see what's happening?
God, you're right. Coach, stay on the line here. You know, it's my fault. I practically pushed them into this.
I'm going to. I brought them together in the
first place. Well, I'll go with you. I know CPR.
Well, I'll go. I'm a CPA.
No, guys, stay here. I can handle this. If we need you, I'll call you. Oh, please, God, let Hank be all right.
Stop!
Oh, no.
I wonder if we're too late.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
No, Sam. Well, we can't just burst in on them. That's a gaucherie. Besides, we might actually see them.
Well, what were we planning to do?
Let's make loud noises to draw their attention.
Good.
Fire! Fire!
No, Sam, you'll startle him.
Oh, my God, I hope I didn't blow it.
Oh, Sam, that's so disgusting. Can you hear anything?
Not a thing.
Isn't that funny? I thought Carla would be the type to make noises.
Hello there.
Oh, it just started.
What the hell's going on here? We thought you were in there. Were you looking for pointers? We saw the wine glasses, so we
had a drink here and decided to go out for something to eat.
So you didn't actually...
Let's pretend for a minute it's any of your business.
No, we didn't.
Why are you here? Is there something wrong?
Hank, I'm sorry for intruding, but Coach said something about you having a heart condition.
Oh, did he?
Well, did he make a mistake?
No, he's right. I have a serious problem.
You do? He also said that any exertion would be very dangerous for you.
And so we thought we'd catch you before you and Carla...
Exerted.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me you could have died?
Carla, I... Yeah, could have happened. Sex is okay for most people with heart problems. I'm just one of those rare cases that makes it chancy. Maybe if we didn't get too wild.
Are you kidding? I've almost killed off guys with good pumps.
Carla.
Carla, will you just forget
your butt out?
You are.
Now, I am not going to forget this. Of all the rotten things that guys have done to me, this is the rottenest.
Carla,
my instincts were right.
I should have told you. I just didn't want to spoil it.
Spoil it? Oh, I would have felt great waking up tomorrow with a stiff next to me.
Well, at least you wouldn't have had to feed him breakfast.
Hank, why would you take such a risk?
How could I not? Carla, I've been so careful for so long. And then I met you and I just didn't care. The more I got to know you, the more I wanted to take the risk.
Wow. You're nuts.
I just got so carried away, I didn't stop to think what it might do to you.
I don't know what to think about all this.
I guess I better leave.
No, hey, Hank, couldn't you, you and Carla just be good friends? Real good friends?
No. I don't want to be just friends with Carla. It'd drive me crazy to be so close to you and not touch you.
Hear that, Beanpole?
Carla, I'm sorry I disappointed you.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. In a way, I think maybe you and I were perfect together. See, we never had an argument, right? Not a harsh word. No one looking in another direction.
Yes. It was like an incredibly delicate flower. It doesn't matter how long it lasts.
The important thing is... Whitey, this is my moment here.
I'm sorry.
In a way, Hank, I always remember you as the best lover I ever had.
Carla. Goodbye.
Well, now I've seen past your little masquerade. And there's a bond between us that can never be broken. I'm going to capture my feelings right now while they're fresh and put them on the pages of my diary.
Oh, wait, Diane, right here. We were laughing about it at dinner.